And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. I'll be here for the next hour playing various mantra-based music in Kirtan and presenting various aspects of bhakti and bhakti culture. First track is going to be by Craig Colan and Arara Avis called Guru Brahma, and this is from the Kerala Dream release. The mantras in this recording are coming from the Skanda Purana, written down by Srila Vyasadeva, and they're basically pointing towards the relationship with Guru or with the spiritual teacher, and we'll talk a little bit more about that after the track. You listen to CITR Radio in Vancouver.
Namaha. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
First track we heard was by Craig Colan from Kerala Dream, entitled Guru Brahma. And the main chant in there, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. This is many mantras in what is called the Guru Gita, coming from the Skanda Purana. And this is a conversation between Shiva and Parvati. Parvati asks him some questions about the guru and the role of the guru, and Shiva gives many instructions to her, mostly pointing towards the understanding of a guru being non-different from the Supreme Personality or the Supreme Ishvara or the Supreme Control within the universe. The guru is the direct representative of that supreme source of everything. In that way, when one serves the guru, then one is actually serving the supreme. This is basically what Shiva is explaining to Parvati. The particular verse, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, that is recited is specific to do with the Trimurti, or what is known in Hinduism as being predominating deities over the material nature, or over everything within the material world, namely Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwara, or Shiva. It's commonly understood by serious followers of the Vedas that there is actually a supreme entity or supreme personality beyond the concept of the Trimurti, or the Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the maintainer, Shiva, the destroyer. As I said, that recording was by Craig Colan. He will be featured at the Tadasana Festival, which we will be at as of tomorrow until Sunday in Santa Monica. We'll be hopefully interviewing him along with many other artists that are going to be there, some of whom we're going to play on today's show, like the next track, which is going to be by Godrey and Duke Mushroom and Rachel Golub, combined forces to release a wonderful album on Yoga Organics that we've been playing some tracks from the past few weeks. This one is called Chop Tilak by Amir Khusro. He's a very famous poet who was around in India in the 1200s. He wrote many songs and prayers. This is a love song to the Supreme. The main line, Chap Tilak Sabchini Re Mose Naina Milai Kai, translates as, "You've made me your bride by just a glance." The whole translation: "You've taken away my looks, my identity, by just a glance. By making me drink the wine of love potion, you've intoxicated me by just a glance. My fair, delicate wrists with green bangles in them have been held tightly by you with just a glance. I give my life to you, O my cloth dyer. You've dyed me in yourself by just a glance. I give my whole life to you, O Nijam. You've made me your bride by just a glance. So this song really embraces the inner workings of bhakti, or devotion to the Supreme Source. Without further ado, here's Gaudiya & Duke with Chop Tilak from a self-titled release on Yoga Organics. We'll be back in about half an hour's time after this nice long set. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
जो दुबा सोपा
जी
گر فردوس بر روی زمین است، همین است و همین است و همین است.
Glorious, glorious to see Radharani, the beloved of Madhava, the most worshipful of the cowherd girls of Gokulamani. Decorated with the dress of Lord Damodar is increasing ecstasy. You are the lady of the house of Lord Hari, the rose of Vrindavan. From the ocean of Vrishabhanu has arisen a new moon, which is overwhelming the qualities of Lalita and Vishakha. O goddess, your qualities are described by Shanaka and Sanatan Rishis and as Sanatan Goshami. Please bestow your mercy. Given a hint here into the nature of spiritual love, that even the dress of the spiritual body is of the nature of ever-increasing ecstasy for the Supreme Lord. That her dress is not made of cotton, it's not made of silk, it's not made of oil. Her dress is made of ever-increasing love for Krishna. Now just imagine, what is the spiritual love? That we cannot imagine. We're always used to making things out of dull matter. But in the spiritual world, things are made out of ever-increasing ecstasy. That Radharani's hair, the knot of her hair, is not ordinary. It's called being her confidential deep anguish for Krishna. Just like in this material world, you feel deep anguish over something you love. See, so the knot of her hair is an exhibition of anguish for Krishna. Aspects of Radharani, your crown,
her earring, everything about her body is transcendently absorbed in love of Krishna. So this gives us a little hint into the nature of spiritual life.
Gopala Jai Jaya, Gopala Krishna, Govinda Jai Gopala Jai Jaya.
bedamos yavena eda bedamos sunta hero anga wof na nimu tuluwa anero anga wof na nimu chatumo tingo chun beda bedamos yavena.
Si tu la cu na katoya no su yoga si tu la cu yoga si tu la
Listen,
if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no? Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at CITR.ca.
We're back here on Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We just heard from School of Braj with Gopi Lullaby. It's two versions of that song, and that's one that I haven't played before. It has a slightly different feel to it. The mantras in that song are coming from the Sri Govinda Damodar Stotra by Bilva Mangala Thakur. One verse from that collection, Tajaswa Mantram Bhava Bandha Mukjai Tiwe Rasage Sulabham Manogyam. O my tongue, O knower of rasa, O taste, for release from the hellish bondage of material existence, just worship the charming and easily obtained mantra that is chanted by Veda Vyas and other sages, Govinda Damodar Madhava. You hear that's the last line. Govinda Damodara Madhavati. Also in that set, we started out with Gore and Duke, who Duke Mushroom will be appearing at Tadasana Festival this weekend in Los Angeles. Hopefully, we can get an interview with him also for a special show that we'll be broadcasting in May. The track was called Chap Tilaka. And also we heard from Vishnu Jan Swami with Niraj Chag and talking about the nature of spiritual love. And he explains Radha or Radharani and how she is the embodiment of pure bhakti or pure devotion, that everything within the spiritual realm has the quality of ever-expanding bliss and love. A nice little dialogue there from a few years ago. Following that, we heard from somebody related somewhat to Vishnu Jan Swami, George Harrison, with a track entitled Gopal Krishna. Then again, in the same vein, a track produced, I believe, by George Harrison, a rendition of the Sri Gurvastakam, eight verses offered to the spiritual teacher or to the guru, verses ending in Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. After that, we heard from Sushila Raman with O Ram, and then we heard from School of Braj, as I said, with Gopi Lullaby. As I said before, we'll be away this weekend doing some live coverage of the Tadasana Festival in Los Angeles. But tomorrow night, Friday night in Vancouver, our good friend Sandra Lee will be hosting her regular kirtan chanting meditation meetup called Give Peace a Chant. That is at Open Door Yoga, which I believe is 16th and Arbutus, in Vancouver. You can Google on the internet Give Peace a Chant, and it'll bring up her website. You can check it out. She always has a special theme going on for the different events. So last track is going to be from our good friend Shane Wilson under the moniker of the Tolku Project. And it's a track featuring the mantra Om Bhubhu Vasva Tat Savitur Varenyam, the Gayatri mantra, or the Brahma Gayatri. It's a little bit of a write-up here, which I found, which is quite nice, explaining some things about the Gayatri mantra. Says the Gayatri mantra has been chronicled in the Rig Veda, which was written in Sanskrit thousands of years ago, and the mantra may have been chanted for many centuries before that. Or if you look at the Vedic history itself, it actually maintains that it's been chanted since the beginning of creation. For ages, this beautiful prayer has seemed mysterious to the Western mind and was out of reach even for most of those people from India. It was a well-guarded secret withheld from women and from those outside the Brahmin community. Today it is chanted, meditated to, and sung around the world with reverence and love. It is often compared to the Lord's Prayer in significance and impact. The beautiful and soothing ancient sounds, the flowing rhythmic patterns, and the powerful intent make the Gayatri Mantra a wonderful part of one's daily spiritual practice. Because it is an earnest and heartfelt appeal to the Supreme Being for enlightenment, it can be universally applied. It really doesn't matter what your religion, your color, or your ethnicity is. What matters is your intent and your authenticity and your willingness to be moved. The ancient Vedic scriptures describe how the sage Vishwamitra was given the Gayatri Mantra by the Supreme Being as a reward for his many years of deep penance and meditation. This was to be a gift for all humanity. It is said that this sacred prayer spirals through the entire universe from the heart of the chanter, appealing for peace and divine wisdom for all. The Gayatri Mantra inspires wisdom in us. In very basic but beautiful language, it says, may the divine light of the Supreme Being illuminate our intellect to lead us along a path of righteousness. So without further ado, here is Shane Wilson, a.k.a. Tolku, with Om Bhubhu Vasva Tat Savitur. We'll be back next week for another installment of Mantra here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Take care of yourselves. Namaste. Bhargo Devasya
Churvareyam Pakodevasya Dhimani Diyo Yorma Prachodayat Om
The greatest music show the world has ever known.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Butter on the Bread, Thursdays at 5 with Ryan Roselle.